This is KUT. Housing cooperatives throughout Austin will soon be eligible for affordable housing assistance from the city. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Here's something you might expect to hear when talking about Austin housing.
We consistently have a wait list. We consistently have a great demand.
But this conversation isn't about what you might traditionally think of when it comes to the city's need for affordable housing. Hannah Franco lives in La Reunion, a housing cooperative in North Austin. Back in 2013, she and several others purchased a two-story 1960s-era apartment building. They operate it as a co-op overseen by a nonprofit. Nearly 40 people live there, and they collectively have a say in how things are run. And while demand for housing is common in Austin, the cost to live in this co-op is, well, pretty unheard of.
We pay $880 rent for a two-bedroom with meals every night of the week and access to a stock pantry.
So the city of Austin's hoping to incentivize more of these. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo.
The intent here is to really ask our staff to look at cooperative housing, which is providing, you know, some great affordable housing for residents here in Austin, and to see how we can adapt our programs to really accommodate that model of housing.
This includes programs such as the city's Down Payment Assistance Program. The federally funded program allows first-time homebuyers to apply for a up to $40,000 zero-interest loan. In the case of La Reunion, Frankel's co-op, the group purchased an old middle-density apartment building. Tovo says assisting housing cooperatives in buying buildings like these can help the city preserve cheap housing.
The great majority of housing that is more moderately priced is not subsidized housing. It is just market rate affordable housing.
Council also asked the city manager to find a way to ensure residents of a multifamily building about to be sold get the first chance to buy the building and form a housing co-op. This would apply only to residents in a building cited numerous times for code violations. The vote to approve the new rules Thursday was unanimous. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.